Jesus has a table spread.
Hello, friends. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I welcome you to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. I trust our broadcast will be a real blessing. And now let's come and dine around the Word of God together.
Hope is sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calls. Come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time.
And I welcome you to our radio broadcast for Friday, February the 20th. It is a great joy to be with you. I hope you'll be found in the house of God somewhere on this coming Lord's Day. I praise the Lord for being able to come to you by way of radio. I've been telling you recently about our new project, Reaching America with the Gospel. And I've been praying about this for a long time, since September of 2024. And it's ironic, the day I started praying was 1 year to that day. Then in 25, on that same day, WGBI 90.9 radio went on the air in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I want to welcome all of our listeners there, and I thank God for you. Well, we want to get the gospel out across this country. Radio still works. Now, we may be doing some internet stuff, too, and I got some things in mind, so you help me pray about it. And I want to reach people with the gospel of the glory of God. Amen. We look at America, and we're in bad shape. We really are. I mean, I appreciate men that have given their lives, like Dr. Ron Beatty with Return America. I mean, they've given their lives to make this a better place. And I appreciate, you know, our politicians that are saved by grace and those that are working to help us. But I want to say the great need is for man to get saved. The great need is if the liberals and the people, that if they just get saved by the grace of God, they wouldn't believe the things they believe. They wouldn't go where they go. They wouldn't do what they do. They'd be in the house of God. Amen? And we need salvation to America. We need the grace of God. We need the gospel preached with fervor and with the power of the Holy Spirit. So here's what we're doing. If you'd like to help us, $10 a month for the next 1 year. If you'd like to help us about that, that's $120 for a year. Make your check to GBI and then just mail it GBI Post Office Box 797 Dobson, North Carolina 27017. You can also give by calling our office with your cards, your credit card, debit card, or you can give online at gbiradio.org. Now, some people are going to fault me for what I'm doing. I understand that. I know some people are going to criticize. And they say, well, all Brother Cawthorn wants is your money. Let me tell you something, folks. If I wanted your money, I'd come up with a scam years ago. I've been on the radio over 20 years, a lot of these stations. I'm not a scammer. I'm a preacher. And money don't mean anything to me. I don't worry about it. God takes care of me. Amen. If I have to come and eat at your house, God will take care of me. So I'm not worried about that. But I want to do something for Jesus Christ and get the gospel out in these last days. Amen. All right, let's go to our message now from Joshua, talking about the character of Joshua. I hope it's a blessing. There's not a brother in this world that I want trouble with. I put men, if I think they don't like me, I have a list on my prayer list. I call it my enemies list, but I hope they're not my enemies. But if I find out that I think somebody don't like me or they're causing me harm, I put them on that list. And I'll pray for them. And you don't have to believe what I'm getting ready to tell you. If you don't want to, it don't matter to me. But there was a man who did me some harm. And I'll be honest with you, I began to pray for this man. I didn't pray ugly about it. I just prayed for him. God told me through the Holy Spirit. God came to me in the Spirit and God said, I'll kill him. God said, I'll kill this man before the end of this year. I'll take his life. I'll kill him. And I said, God, don't do that. I said, dear God, please don't do that to that brother. Don't do that. I beg God for that man. That man's still alive today. Now you say, preacher, I don't believe. I don't care whether you believe it or not. Let me tell you something. I believe God was testing me to see how I'd pray for that man. I didn't pray God kill that man. Oh, no, you see, God came to save life. God didn't come to destroy life. Let me tell you something. But there are times, God, there are times you fool with the man of God. There are times God puts you 6 feet under. There are times God will do it. Amen. God will do it. Amen. Not us doing it, but God. But you know what? I pray for men. And then sometimes I pray for a man for a while, and God said, take that man off. Everything's okay. I know where there's a man. And there's some things happened years ago, and he allowed some people to turn his head concerning me. And I never forget the day he walked out of my office and he looked at me and basically told me he never going to have anything else to do with me. And you talk about hurting me. You talk about hurting me. I sat there and I was hurt. I was so hurt. But I put that man on the list, and I started praying for that man. One day, years went by, and hadn't seen the man in years. And God told me one day, he said, take that man off the list. And I took him off. And it wasn't too long after that till I met that man. And everything was okay. I want you to know something. God knows what he's talking about. But you'll be spiritually successful in life. Amen. You better do what the Bible says about unity. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. The character of Joshua. He was spiritually successful. He was a believer in God. He did what was right about unity. Then I believe this, taking the C, you got to do what's right about the commandments of God. Amen? I mean, listen, you're going to have to do what this Bible says. You can't just be a hearer of the Word of God. The Bible talked about that in the book of Ezekiel, about the man being a hearer. And these men would come to Ezekiel, and they'd want to hear from God. And God said, Ezekiel said, you're a song to these men. You're a lovely song to them. In other words, they're just making a mockery out of you. They're coming, they're listening to what you got to say, but they ain't got no intentions of ever doing better. You know, there's people in our churches, you'll listen to preaching. And for lack of a better word, I'm going to use it, you're spiritually fat. You know Genesis from Revelation. You know your Bible. But you won't do anything about it. Brother, your judgment's going to be severe. You know that even as a Christian, when you get to the judgment seat of Christ, your judgment's going to be severe for knowing to do. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. If you know to do right, do it. If you know to do what the Bible says, do it. There's no praying about it. Somebody said, I got to pray about certain things. You don't have to pray about it. There's things you don't got to pray about. I don't have to pray about whether I go to church or the ball game. I don't have to pray about that. I don't have to pray about whether I give money to the church or not. I don't have to pray about whether I pay my tithes. That's non-negotiable with God. I don't have to pray about whether I keep the unity with my brother. I don't have to pray about whether I be good to my wife. No, sir, I don't have to pray about any of that. Amen. You'll be spiritually successful. Amen. Number four. Let me say this. What about the correction? Amen. Do you do what God says when He corrects you? Do you get mad? You know, I find this. Most people, a lot of people in the churches, they get mad at the preacher when he preaches. Now, that's kind of crazy, because you don't get mad at the mailman when he brings you a $500 light bill. You don't get mad at the mailman when he brings you the car payment in the mail. And you say, oh, George, the mailman's up there, dog. Rover, sick him. Bite him. He's bringing me the car payment again. Bite that fella. Sick him. Boy, some of you'd like to turn your dog on the preacher, wouldn't you? Preacher preaches to you and corrects you at the house of God. He's been up in prayer all night, and he's prayed with God. And you say, oh, somebody had to tell him about what I was doing. You ever thought the Holy Ghost might have told him? And boy, you get mad and leave. There's been a lot of people left the church. Well, there's just some things we couldn't agree with. And you know what it was? The thing you couldn't agree with was the Bible. But you go to another church. Amen. Let me say this to you. Amen. Always agree with the Bible. The Bible's always right. If a man's correcting me from that Bible, he's right. Now, if a man's outside the Bible, he's not right. But if a man's correcting me from the Bible, he's right. Now, I'll give you an illustration. I heard a man get up one time and preach this. Now, he's a good man. I like the man. But I heard a man get up and preach one time, it's a sin to own a cat. He said cats were of the devil, and it's a sin to own a cat. Well, now, hold on just a minute. Hold on a minute about that. Let me say something about that. As of the time I'm recording this, I have four cats at my house. God made a cat just like He did a dog, a mouse, a tiger, or a lion. And by the way, sometimes I think those cats got some ways of the devil in them. The cat's stubborn. But those cats are good animals. They're lovely animals. I pet those cats every day. They love me. They love me more than some people do. I thank God for those cats. God sent me that cat in a time when I needed that cat. God sent her to me, and I prayed she'd find a home. And I begged God, I said, Lord, please let this cat find a home. And she did. Mine, she wouldn't leave. And I fed her. And then, of course, three kittens came along. But I want to say this, I got four cats. Now, you say, well, do you get mad at that man? I didn't get mad at that man for preaching that. I don't agree with him, but I didn't get mad at him about it. Amen. Now, on the other hand, if somebody tells me, the Bible says this, Brother Cawthorn, I'll give you another illustration. The Bible says, Brother Cawthorn, that we should control our tongue. Well, that cuts me because I talk a lot. But if a man preaches that to me, he's totally right. I got no right to get mad at a man when he says we ought to control our tongue. I got no right to get mad at a man if he's looking straight at me. I got no right to get mad at a man. My tongue's so long, amen, I could sit in the living room, lick a frying pan in the kitchen sometimes. You could too, right? But if you want to be successful, do what this Bible says about correction. Then let me give you this one. Do what this Bible says about exalting. Praise the Lord. Amen. Give God the glory. Give God the glory in your life. When God does something, don't just give the doctor the glory. Don't just give the banker the glory. Don't just give the lawyer the glory. Give God the glory. Give God. God's done some wonderful stuff for me in my life. I told this on another message. I was listening to me preach. Other one heard me give this illustration. But it did happen. I was riding along one night. I was preaching for a fella. Man, you talk about sick. I was sick. I was riding along one night, and I prayed God healed me instantly right there in the car. You don't have to believe that, but that's a good thing God's done. I want to exalt the Savior. God give me a good wife. God's give me a good church. God's give me a good ministry. God's give me all these radio stations. I'm preaching to you, and God's let me have an open door to preach on these. Boy, God's been good to Brother Ricky Cawthorn. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to do what the Bible says about exalting Him. Then I want to do what the Bible says about submitting to Him, about submission. Boy, I want to be submitted to God, don't you? Amen. And then to be serious, successful, you know what? I want to do what the Bible says about the secret place. If you want to have success with God, stay with God in prayer. I told you the story. I had a man, Bible scholar. He stood in my yard. This man was a great man. Knew his Bible backwards and forwards and sideways. And you know what? The man was coming down. He wouldn't live 6 more weeks. He was going to die in just a few weeks. He didn't know that, but I didn't know that, but he was going to die. He stood in my yard. He was dead within 2 months of standing in my yard. He was dead in heaven. And this man said to me, he's an older gentleman. He said to me, "Preacher," he said, "I wished I'd have prayed more." And I believe the man knew he was coming down to die in time. He said, "I wished I'd have prayed more." Now, won't you listen to me, friend? I don't want to have regrets when I go to meet God. I've wasted so much time, and I'll have some regrets. I understand that. But boy, I tell you what, I want to be a man of success. I want to do what the Bible says. Then number 5. Let's go on. Let's notice the character of Joshua. I want you to notice his standing or his position. Joshua was a man of character. In Numbers chapter 13 and verse number 1, the Bible says, "And the Lord spake." Now, let me get my scriptures right here. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Numbers chapter 13, verse number 2. Now, this is where that Moses is going to send out the spies. He said this. He said, "Send thou men, that they may search the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel. Of every tribe," the Bible said, let's get this right now, "of Israel, of every tribe of their fathers shall ye send a man, every one a ruler among them." Now hold on a minute. He said, "I want you to send 12 spies. But he said, "I don't want this to be anybody. I don't want this to be Joe. And forgive me if your name's Joe." But he said, I want to be a ruler. I want to be a man that's a father." In other words, he's an elderly. Now, of course, we know that Joshua wasn't an elderly man here. But what God is saying, he wants him to have elderly principles. He wants him to be a father. You see, you can be a father at a young age, but you got to have wisdom to be a father, or your children won't turn out right. And God's saying, it can't be just any man. I want you to send men that are ready for the job. Now, here's Joshua. He's a son. He's a servant. He's a student. He's a man of the Scriptures. But now Joshua's getting ready to embark upon a journey. God's getting ready to test him. God's getting ready to see what God knew what he'd do, but God's getting ready to see what he'll do. And I'd like to continue this on our next study, on the next message. I'd like to continue right here, and we'll just pick right back up with Joshua and his standing. In other words, his position. And we're going to see what God did with him. We'll just do that on the next message, all right? Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Friend, if you're not saved, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You ought to call on him today. And friend, if you are saved, I hope the message has touched your heart in some way. Father, will you bless the message on this great day and use it for your glory? Thank you for letting me preach. I'm so enjoying preaching this. And thank you for Joshua and his good character. Have you will your way. Save that one that's near his tail. In Jesus' name, I pray this prayer. Amen. Well, friend, we come to the end of our Friday broadcast, February 20th, and our week of broadcasting here. And you've been listening to a message, R489-2, and this deals with the character of Joshua. I hope it's been a real blessing. We can send that entire message to you free of charge on CD recording or by email. Our email, comments@gbiradio.org. Our mailing address, GBI Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. Thank you for listening. May God bless you until Monday is our prayer.
Well, friends, I want to thank you for listening to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. Address your cards and letters to the Gospel Pulpit, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn. I hope you'll tune in again on the same station at the same time for another Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast when we come and dine around the Word of God together.
All the time, he who fed the multitudes turned the water into wine to the hungry.